The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It pisses me off that the final score isn't an embarrassing final score, because that
was an embarrassing game.
That should have been a 3-touchdown game, and it ends up being a 7-point game, which Garrett Cowardly kicks that field goal when it's the closest they've been to the end zone all night. And he's like, oh, I'll take the 3 and then try to get the ball back, just because he didn't want to not get the 7. I know you got to get both. What are the odds you're going to get closer than that to go for the for the touchdown?
Yeah. We didn't talk about it yesterday, the Astros moving Jake Mariznick.
What I was reading was the main beneficiary of this might be Miles Straw.
Yeah, well, if you look at Kyle Tucker's probably going to replace Reddick this year, you're going to say, all right, Miles Straw can be our Mariznick. He's not going to be as good defensively, but he's good. He can get to a lot of balls. Yeah. So if he's your fourth outfielder, then I feel pretty good about your outfield.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, and that's it. No Twitch today. What are you watching?
I was looking at the comments from Jerry Jones saying, he says, I take my share of the blame for this. Like,
does he?
What share of the blame falls on Jerry Jones?
Maybe not getting rid of
him. Not firing Jason Garrett?
Yeah, that's probably it.
But he also said, when you quit on your coach, you quit on yourself.
So he's saying they quit.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, he did a interview in Dallas today. He got dumped twice.
Yeah, I heard some of that. And, boy, he was ready to fight the second he got on there. He wasn't having any of it with those interviewers. We are out here at 5 Under. It is a terrific place. If you're looking for a fun thing to do this weekend, come on out. It's in Beaumont. It's worth the drive if you're in Houston. All kinds of cool indoor games. We had a great time playing golf before the show. UFC 245 next Saturday, no cover. They have date night Thursdays out here for 2 hours of gameplay with an appetizer for $75, which is a hell of a deal. And happy hour has a $3 menu.
Yeah, so. UFC 245 would be good. Covington, Usman, Max Holloway on that card. Good fight night. Hey, Aaron, just let us know when we've got RJ, all right?
Right. Not till next segment.
Oh, yeah, we started doing 6:15. That's my bad.
Yeah, well, I did that last week, so it was your turn to do it this week.
Okay, good. I didn't want you to be embarrassed 2 weeks in a row.
That's fine. I
took one for the team there.
Good for you. I don't know if you saw this story, but, and I do not buy it. Yeah, I'm a fan of vampires.
Okay.
I would like to, if they really existed, I'd love to be one. Well,
would you love to make love to one?
Yeah, if she's really hot, absolutely.
No, a male vampire.
No, it'd have to be a female vampire.
It's almost, but male vampires are like, they're sexier than regular dudes.
They are.
So if you were going to go that way at any point, you'd want it to be with a vampire, right?
Probably, but yeah, I mean, preference still to female vampire.
Okay.
Well, okay, next time LSU fan gets on your butt, maybe you could just mention the name John Edgar Browning.
Okay.
He is an academic researcher at LSU, and he claims that New Orleans alone is home to at least 50 real-life vampires.
Oh.
The Atlanta Vampire Alliance, also make fun of Atlanta next time.
So these are groups of idiots, is what you're saying.
He estimates there could be around 5,000 genuine vampires across the United States.
Oh, okay. I'm in the World Zombie Coalition. I believe there are 814 zombies currently living in the Golden Triangle region. I know this is terrifying news to some of you out here in Beaumont, but this is a real threat. And it can't. That's not even to mention the werewolves. Who's listening to this stuff?
Werewolf? Werewolf. My favorite thing from Young Frankenstein. Well, they have social gatherings, AJ. It includes Dark Shadows conventions and other vampire fiction and film fan organizations, bondage and S&M events, which were frequented by blood fetishes and others whom real vampires found to be willing blood donors.
Okay.
They meet each other through pagan and other witchcraft-related groups and goth clubs, as well as variously affiliated pagan groups. All right, wait a minute. Where's the witch? I'm more interested in the fact that there's witchcraft-related groups. I'm totally down with witches.
It's all nonsense.
You think so?
I know so.
You don't think there's 5,000 of them running around?
No!
Well, he claims New Orleans is a major hotbed of vampire activity.
You know why? Because he watched True Blood.
No, he got stoned and watched the damn movie with Tom Cruise.
He watched that show on HBO, that True Blood show. They live in Louisiana. He's like, oh, yeah. There's got to be a bunch of vampires around here. HBO told me so.
He says vampires he has met always take care not to injure their prey.
Oh.
Says vampire feeding, whether on blood or psychic energy, is always consensual and generally always medically safe.
Consensual blood eating?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, there's a lot of stupid people out there. We know this. It's been that way for a long time. There's a lot of morons in this world. And if you believe there's 50-something vampires in New Orleans, you're a stupid person.
Well, there you go. That's your LSU professor and researcher.
Oh, this guy is like a doctor or something?
He's a researcher.
Okay.
It doesn't say, but he's at Louisiana State University.
Oh, God.
So there you have it.
The problem is people from LSU, like people in that part of the world, probably believe that kind of nonsense.
Well,
I lived in Lafayette, and people believe in that, like, ridiculous things like that. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, sure you know what to tell me.
I mean, that's why... Where's Louisiana rank in education? Aaron, look that up while I do this read. I'm betting it's bottom five. I would bet. All right. Hey, I'm going to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, Allstate Siding and Windows, don't let the cold weather seep into your home through leaky aluminum windows when you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bill. Think about that. Figure out what your electric bill is every month. Now take 40% of it and put it in your pocket. That could be what you're doing with new windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today for their winter special, 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're a family-owned and operated business. They've been that way for over 45 years. Military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. If you want the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows. This is the kind of company that you want to do business with, one you know is going to be around for the long haul. They've made it 45 years. I don't think they're going anywhere. Guys, give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Remember, when you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. Time for R.J. Bell, and I assume Brad Powers and Steve Fezzik. What's going on, guys?
The boys are here. The boys
right.
are here. Is it me, or we haven't had Stairway for, like, this entire season, have we?
We've had it all season long, RJ. Yeah.
I don't know why I don't remember it. Do
it's
you remember
you took last
just one other time?
You took last week off, so you missed it.
I know why.
Why?
Why?
He doesn't remember it because we just started doing it at the 6:15 for only about 4 weeks. So I've done it since we switched. But
it's been
back
playing
with the rewind.
Oh, so this is fascinating. So what we're saying is RJ says, huh, maybe I don't remember hearing this. They're like, you're crazy. You're crazy.
No,
are you listening? You missed last week.
RJ, do you remember we used to have, we'd start the segment at 6, so we'd bring you in. But you guys were having your meeting, so you probably weren't listening to the station when we were bringing you in. But we've been playing it every week.
Well, I stream your show all day, every day.
I don't believe that. And listen, RJ, you got on me yesterday. You called me out for teasing a college game. You had to go tweet it out today. You're subtweeting me now, throwing shade.
Well, first off, let me say this when it comes to listening to the Blitz.
Scarface on repeat, constant, y'all.
It isn't quite Scarface, but it's kind of, it's constant, y'all, is probably about right. And number two, AJ, it's for fun. It's called fodder. It's show content. Fez, guess what AJ did yesterday? Let's really zero in on this. Him and Brad are having a high-level college football discussion. And then I'm sitting there doing the Vegas Minute, which we do twice a week, and I actually wait. I so respect Brad's spot with Houston. I sit here and wait for him to do this segment before I can do my recording. But that's just the love for Houston. That's me. And I see Brad's face go sour like he ate a turd. And I look over like, what? And Brad goes, AJ, no. Like that. Is that right?
Pretty much, yep.
He's starting to tease college football games.
Huh.
I offered to book him.
Generous.
I'll still take you. I'll still take you up on it, RJ.
All right, so what teaser do you like?
I had Florida Atlantic down to...
Oh, the game's over?
No, the game hasn't even started yet.
Oh, when you said I had, that confused me.
Oh, well, I'm just telling you what I had in the teaser. I had Florida Atlantic minus 1.5 down from 7.5. The Ohio State University 9.5 from 15.5.
Okay, yeah, I'll book the hell out of that.
All right, 200. 200, no vig, right?
Hold on a second. So what's the normal one in college, Fez? What's the vig on this?
You know, since I never tease college football, I'm not sure.
Same as the NFL, minus 110.
Okay, well, whoa, 6-point teaser in the NFL. What's the average price on that?
Minus 110.
Okay,
in the NFL.
So why would you get no vig?
Because isn't that how you guys bet on your show?
Yeah, but you're not part of the show, are you?
Oh, okay.
Oh. No. That's interesting.
Okay, I can play it for 110. I don't need your help for that.
Why are you screaming?
I'm not screaming,
buddy. Now, here's what I will say.
I'm not screaming.
You can play it at 110.
Yeah.
NFL too?
I can play him at 110, yeah.
All right, well, we might have to talk on that.
Okay.
You know, for recreational use.
Fair.
All right. If the price is really, the no vig is really minus 110, if I'm giving him plus 100, I don't like that.
Especially because Florida Atlantic's laying 8.5 now, not 7.5.
Oh, yeah. Always trying to fool people, AJ. The only two-time Super Contest guy here.
Brad, were they laying 7.5 yesterday when RJ called me out?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not yesterday.
Well, yesterday's when I made the bet.
And somehow I kept looking at my phone after your show, and I was waiting, No text.
RJ, when do you return my text ever?
Well, if you give me a sucker bet, that's when I'm going to return it.
All right. Well, let's get down to business. We missed you guys last week. Brad was kind enough to come in here and go through with us. And
you did,
RJ,
you did the Friday segment?
I did.
You should have texted me. I could have jumped on.
Sorry.
He said you didn't feel good about any game, so he didn't want you to lose.
another 3-2 week, three straight winning weeks in the Super Contest.
How are you guys? Do you have a shot? I know you had a couple bad weeks. Do you have a shot?
God, no.
But so now the goal is just beat 55%?
I mean, the goal is to be profitable. I mean, really, there's two goals, right? If you hit 51%, hey, you're better than a coin flip. but ideally it's hit over 52.38, so it's profitable. You minus 110. We're up over, what are we, about 54 now, 55?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think we're three games above 500 maybe.
All right. Well, you are still in the lead, 6-4. I'm only a half game back, RJ. So you need to have a good week this week.
So somehow you won.
I did.
When I wasn't there. Curious. Brad, did you hear his pick?
I don't recall it.
Okay.
What was it last week?
I had Giants plus 6 last week. Fez had Bengals plus 6.5. Brad had Texas plus 5.5.
Oh, were you on the call too?
That was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We didn't have one last week.
We didn't have one last week because it was just Brad.
That's right. That's right. We didn't do best bets last week.
Yeah.
So, okay. Isn't that coincidental? So, but are you still only a half game back? How could that be? Why would we have disparate numbers again?
Because you weren't here 2 weeks ago either.
You missed 2 weeks ago.
I remember.
I attempted to give them your winner.
No, they disallowed it. I would not have been happy with that.
Brad hit me over the head with the chair.
So, now, listen, for all the audience, because I think this in Houston for sure, and you know, a hat tip to my friends that aren't on this show necessarily from the area. This is the sharpest audience in Houston radio during our segment because it's appointment listening. I mean, who are we kidding?
And of course.
Who's going to be inclined to listen? Those that are sharp. So here's a quiz, Faz. If you get this one, I'll be happy. But the audience can think at the same time. So I'm in the lead by a half a game. Now, are we going through? What's the story? Are we going through the regular season or are we going through the play? What are we doing?
I mean, that's up to you guys. I'm sure. I mean, we'll say we'll go through the regular season.
You know what I think we should do?
Last through the regular season, unless you want to go all the way through.
And then in the playoffs, we should pick every game. All of us should pick every game and have a separate one.
I'm down with that.
Okay. So now there's 4 weeks left, counting this one. What should I do to max my chance of winning, being up a half a game?
Make sure you don't push. Don't play any integers.
Did you hear me? Don't play any integers. That was awesome. Yeah, play all half points. Yeah. Exactly. Fez is sharp, man.
He's
How many got that in the audience?
Two-time Super exactly Contest right. winner. Well, Sharp Fez, it gets to go first.
That's passive-aggressive there.
Fezzik, what's your best bet this week, my man?
All right, best bet is Oakland plus 3. I like Oakland. I bet Oakland plus 3, and it's all about Tennessee being overrated. So the narrative is that we got Mariota out of there, Tannehill in, and Tennessee's a better team, and they're a contender. And while I agree that Tennessee certainly is much better with Tannehill, Tennessee has been very fortunate in the games with Tannehill. 5-1 their last 6 games. I want to make the case that 4 of those wins were, at best, coin flip games that Tennessee won. Let's go back to that 23-20 win over the Chargers. You remember that one? The Chargers had 3 game-winning touchdowns called back in the final 30 seconds. Go back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer win that Tennessee had. That's the game that the Bucs had a go-ahead touchdown disallowed by a false whistle, bad call. And how about that Kansas City win? Ooh. Kansas City had a 98% chance to beat Tennessee. Casey was up 5 deep in Tennessee territory, and Kansas City basically blew it, but Tennessee got the win, and that's all people remember. And finally, last week, it was 17-17, and Indianapolis had a field goal that would have put them ahead, blocked in return for a touchdown. So Tennessee overrated based upon fortunate events.
All right, so best bet is?
Oakland plus 3.
And by the way, one other thing about Fez you got to know.
In all the 5 boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f***ing world.
I'd say he's known all over the effing world.
So is Fred Fowler, who is up next.
Yeah, and by the way, I love
that. He's known around here.
Yeah. I love
around
that.
Here, he's known.
I love that pick, by the way. I'm more like Pesci's character in The Irishman. I'm kind of understated and quiet and stay out of the way, but I will kill you if I have to. So,
Do you paint houses?
Yeah, I do paint houses, as a matter of fact, and I do my own carpentry work as well. I love the Rams against the Seahawks. I know it's down to a pick 'em. It opened at plus 3. I'll take this all the way to Rams minus 2 if I have to. For all the reasons. Basically, go read RJ's tweet about the Seahawks. And I think the Rams figured out they have to give the ball to Todd Gurley more last week. And they should have won the game in Seattle. They missed a field goal. Love me some Rams here in this one.
And the tweet was a variation on the whole Pythagorean wins, the idea that your point differential tells you more about a team than their one loss record. Seattle is the first 10-2 team in 30-plus years, the database goes back, to only be up plus 36 points. And the Cowboys before last night were like more than double that. And I agree with you. I think that Seattle's overrated. I think the Rams are underrated. They have a better point differential. Fez felt so sure about this. I had one of my great moments ever in my life, really. Fez, I badgered him on air, 200 stations, badgered him to give me a nickel. He took the Rams minus three.
Why'd you do that, Fez?
Well, you just said you'd bet the Rams up to minus two. So, hey, what's one more point, right? So,
you know what one point is.
Fred and AJ are two different people.
Houston just said they beat the Rams to minus two.
So, no, what happened was he kept doing his handicap, acting like the Rams were better. And I said, well, put up. Nickel's nothing to you, rich boy. And he got ten. He did it. So now I'm plotting no matter what. I'm going to find a way to bet it. I just got to get plus money somehow on, I guess it'd be on the Rams themselves, right? Because I'm looking for Rams money because I've got Seattle plus three.
All right, so all you need an alternative line on minus two and a half on Seattle.
I think all you need is I think you just need the Seahawks to score first and you bet them live.
Yeah, but what happens if they don't? I want to lock in a profit no matter what because then it finishes the story forever.
That's fair. Brad, you are up next.
I am going to the SEC championship game, and I am going with the non-football sexy Georgia Bulldogs, who have the advantage, in my opinion, at the line of scrimmage and have the better defense here against LSU. But everyone wants to talk about that LSU offense. Here's what I've seen from LSU. My power ratings have actually been okay with LSU. I haven't had a big go against LSU in any of their big games, whether it was the Florida game, the Auburn game. Even last week, my power ratings said, back LSU in this spot. They're cheap. I upgraded LSU after that Texas A&M game.
And the reason that's important is sometimes someone will just have a blind spot on the team, a bias on the team. But in general, you are aligned with the market.
Aligned with the market, and that's the phrase I should have used, RJ. Aligned with the market all season long on LSU. If not, I've been a little higher after last week's performance for LSU. I upgraded them 2 points. That's about as much as I'll upgrade any team this time of year. The final game of the regular season, 2 points. And still, with that being factored in, my power rankings say go against LSU here. I'm taking Georgia, who's been there, done that, in this SEC championship game. Georgia plus seven for me.
Now, here's the curious question. You had this game literally at three a couple weeks ago.
I did.
LSU's been upgraded. Georgia's been thinned out. How are you rating, how are you valuing the absences with Georgia?
About a point and a half, RJ.
All right, so you think 4.5 is the right number?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I think I'm excited to see that. I can't take a side on it. I just don't know if I trust Georgia's offense. The way to beat LSU's defense.
That's what everyone says. That's why it's cheap here on Georgia.
Yeah, I mean,
are you
LSU.
You calling AJ square?
No.
I am square.
Saying, that's what I've heard from everybody.
The way to beat LSU is with explosive offense. That's why I've doubted LSU all year. What Georgia is not is an explosive offense, especially with these guys out. That's my only concern. I wanted to bet Georgia coming into this spot. I think without their receivers, with a banged-up backfield, I think it's a pass for me.
You know what I think? Oh, go ahead, Brad.
No, I was going to say real quick, I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, LSU's been playing in shootouts all year long, whether it's the Texas game, the Alabama game. The way to beat LSU, in my opinion, is to muck it up like Auburn did, force LSU to kick field goals and hold them down. And I think Georgia's defense is better than Auburn. So I don't want to see a shootout in this case. I want Georgia to control the football, lower scoring for me.
And here's
I said earlier, an under game is a Georgia win, an over game is probably an LSU win.
Yeah.
Here's my quick point. I think tease it.
Oh, I hate you. You're the worst person. You're the worst person.
I mean, it doesn't matter which team. It still looks good, right?
You're the worst person.
I mean, come on. I mean, let's be honest. Georgia plus 13 sounds mighty juicy.
The worst. All right.
I do think the correlated parlay, if you're going to bet Georgia to parlay to under 56, I really like that correlation. What do you think of that, RJ?
You know, I don't. I got to be candid. This Georgia team confuses me because, in a weird way, what Brad's saying is he thinks the offense is better than people are saying. So I get you, but I think it's less correlated if his handicap's right, right? So I don't know.
Well, Fred took my my best bet, which was the Rams. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins plus 13. I think this is a low-scoring game. The Redskins are now, they've passed the Chargers miraculously as the slowest-paced team in the NFL, despite the fact that Phillip Rivers holds the ball till 1 on the play clock every single play. Somehow the Redskins are a slower-paced team than them. I think this game stays low. I don't like the Green Bay rush defense. They're just going to grind out these long drives that hopefully all I need is a couple of these things to end in touchdowns. I think it's an under game, so 13 points just seems like a lot to me, so I'm on Redskins plus 13.
Interesting. Just about, I don't know, 15 minutes, a little more, half hour ago, I gave a best bet, nationally syndicated show, and it was Washington Redskins. Now, who amongst us thinks perhaps AJ has one of his admin? I mean, he runs the station at this point, right?
We're on remote.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can't have one of your lackeys back there transcribing every freaking word I say.
RJ, we're not big national show. We don't have lackeys.
Yeah,
we barely get interns available to answer the phone.
Fred, when you're in the room, everyone else is a lackey.
I don't have sleepies and mackies and these guys laying around that I can just have, and Fezzix and Powers to do everything I want him to do. I don't have that luxury.
Oh, I just don't either.
It's just me and Fred.
All right, so I'm reevaluating something. Do I really care if I win the whole thing? Meaning, if I tie, that's me being a champion as usual. Like if you told me I have a 55% chance to win it or 100% chance to tie, I take the 100 to tie. Donald Trump, he's now the president. He said in his book, The Art of the Deal, protect the downside, the upside takes care of itself.
Mm. Okay.
So now the question becomes, maybe I do want to lay 3. What do you think, Fez? Increase the chance of a tie.
I like that.
Because now I only lose if it loses.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to
You were going to play 13, right?
No, I probably would have went the other way with that if I would have kept on. I got a couple games I like, so okay. I'll run down as a courtesy. I did early in the week like the Saints, but I'm off that now. Lombardi got the matchups down pat, and he says he likes the 49ers there. So, and the market's down to 2 now. So, boy, this move on the – can you believe the Bengals? Think about this a second. Steelers,
we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, you were doing the line comparison?
Yes.
So the line, if you think about it, the line last week said Cleveland was 5.5 points better than Pittsburgh.
Yep.
This line says Cleveland's 4 points better than Cincinnati. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Steelers are in line to make the playoffs. The Bengals are in line for the first pick.
Yeah. Well, they're the big-time favorite. You know what's another kind of tidbit? The Washington Redskins can win the division, and they can win the first, and quote unquote, win the first pick.
Oh, boy.
Think about it. Yeah. I think they're 100-1 to win the division at one place and better at others, and they're like 11-1 to have the number one pick.
Not a good parlay.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, while you're making your pick, someone had a question for you. Who do you think has the bigger advantage in that Saints-Niners game, Shanahan or Payton, with the familiarity there? Or is it a greater advantage for the offensive or defensive mastermind now because they know each other?
Okay, so the assumption is the familiarity comes from him being at Atlanta before?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. In general, and I think a lot of people disagree with me here, so Fez can give his thoughts. I think the better coach has the advantage. I just think about playing a really great chess player or poker player. I would much rather them not know anything about me, especially in poker, let's say. And thus, like if I'm going against Belichick, I'm going to come out in a mask, like in wrestling if I could. What do you think, Fez?
Yeah, I agree with you. you know, it reminds me like back in chess tournaments, like the really big upsets would only occur when you get like a guy from a different state. And so the better ranked player had no idea what was coming when it, even if it was a good player against a great player, if they played all the time, the great player would always win or draw.
I don't understand why the champion should go last, because like to me, I'm just saying, I'm looking at this card and it's like almost all the games are taken. It's like half the games are taken.
I think next year we'll change the rules. We'll have an account that we all send our pick to, and that way no one will know anybody's pick. And if there's duplicates, there's duplicates.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe the champion should.
Yeah.
I mean, you've golfed before, AJ, right?
I golfed today.
Did you play honors, or did the guy that got the snowman, the 8 on the last hole, get to go first?
No, Fred didn't get to go first.
Yeah. That was a multiple level joke there. All right. I mean, I was just having all these thoughts. I don't know. Is it 3? I'm assuming Atlanta's 3, right?
3.5.
No.
That's according to the Game Center at pregame.com.
Yep.
Consensus 3.5 right now.
But if we... No, that's not the consensus. That's one very square book. So let's see here.
What? So we're not supposed to use your website now for lines? That's what we use it for?
No, we're saying like with amateurs, we give them a very simple line that they're going to be able to relate to. Then if you hit odds, the tab, the gigantic one in 28-point font that says odds, then you see there's a bunch of odds.
What happens when you click the one that says consensus?
Well, that's
it
actually...
says 3.5.
Boy, AJ's on the defensive. Yeah. Anyway, he's so... like you can see his mean-spiritedness coming out.
I know what's happening here. You're grasping at straws because all the good picks are taken.
Well, right now at Pinnacle, it's 3. Right now at Five Dimes, it's 3. I mean, I'm just reading down the list. Fez, am I right or am I wrong?
You are correct.
Where in Vegas would you get a 3?
Right now in Vegas, I would go to Stations Casino, a bunch of locations. I'd go to the Wynn. So, yeah, you know where we ate that buffet at Sunset Station? And
I
ate like 4 plates of food?
Yeah, you go there.
Yeah, I could go there. And in between plates, I could bet Atlanta -3. Now, do you want it or not, AJ? You're the only one even in this thing. Do you want me to take Atlanta or not? I'll let you decide.
I mean, I don't know. The alternative is you complaining about having to pick last.
No. I want you to decide. Would you rather me have Atlanta or some other pick?
God, this is what I just told Fezzik. Why do you let RJ get the best of you? And now I'm about to let you do it.
Because I offer a value proposition is why.
If roles were reversed, there's zero chance you would give me the half point. Zero chance.
If I like Carolina, I would.
I don't like Carolina.
But, all right, then don't do it then. Don't be afraid. Just say no.
Okay, no. Then pick another game.
What do you think of the Bucks, Fez? I'm thinking the Bucks. You know, I'm riding with Jameis.
Okay.
Oh, I
Bucks
hate saying
minus
that.
3.
Wait, I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Without T.Y. Hilton in the lineup, and he's out.
Give that stat.
Indianapolis's lifetime 1-7 straight up and against the spread. Against the spread margin, -8 points. T.Y. Hilton's worth 8 points, RJ.
You know something? Maybe you know something? The Pats would be another one. I don't want the Steelers. I actually don't like the Cardinals. I think something's wrong with that team. I know everyone's on the Cardinals. Yeah. All right. I'll do that. Tampa Bay.
All right. I actually like Tampa Bay, too, so that's not. I don't think it's a bad pick.
Yeah, but so least, if you least, see why people give me things? Because you were better off you, with Atlanta.
No, at least I didn't let you bully me into taking the worst of it.
I mean, this guy's like a professional fighter.
Yeah.
And somehow I'm bullying him.
You're bullying me all the time.
With my words.
We're talking about my teasers, trying to make me take these. Let me have a half point, and then I'm going to make fun of you again about teasing college.
I'm going to let you decide my pick. I'll take Atlanta, or I'll take Tampa. I'm not sure. You're competition.
You'll take Atlanta -3.5?
No.
Oh.
I'll take Atlanta 3 or Tampa 3. Whatever you want.
No, you can take Tampa 3.
Well, I know. I don't need your permission for that.
Okay.
I was giving you an extra opportunity to be wrong.
Do you guys remember this earlier in the year when Tampa, when I took a pick and it was -3, -120, who gave me grief? RJ. Guess what Tampa is? -3, -120. But here we are, and I'll allow it.
Let me ask you a question. I really respect your station. Do you have any commercials?
No, we're out of commercials.
I mean, you just keep ranting and ranting and ranting.
We got five shops, five on the strip that we can lay -$3, $1.10 on Tampa.
All right, it is widely available. Well, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what the consensus is here.
All right. Well, listen.
All right. Well, we do have to pay some bills.
Fun. All I would say, AJ, as we depart, is if you love yourself, it's easier not to do some of the things you did during this segment.
RJ, I love you, my man.
Well, that's the next best thing.
That's the next best thing. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
All right. That was fun for me. I don't know if everybody else enjoyed that, but I sure enjoyed that segment. All right. Quick break. One more to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. World-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodall is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius of the Beatles. The one-of-a-kind event will take place Monday, December 16th at the beautiful George Theater. Thanks to St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar Houston Central, Land Rover Houston Central, and Momentum Mini. Doors open at 6:30 and includes light bites both before and after Goodall's presentation. This is an exceptional, rare opportunity. The first time Goodall has given his presentation on the Beatles in the United States. Tickets are now on sale at sportsmap.com. Some good seats still left, so get on there and get them before they run out.
Quality seats still available.
Indeed, at very affordable prices.
Ooh. Some fine-looking employees here.
Oh, really? I have my back to everything. So
yeah, you're missing out.
Obviously, I always do. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. Is there anybody who you would take Jimmy Garoppolo over? You're certainly not taking him over Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Brett Favre.
I guess you mean Aaron Rodgers.
All right, what did I say?
Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And the home of the internet's favorite cheats. They've got over 50,000 plus five-star reviews and counting. And if you like softness and comfort, this is your place to go. All right, guys, I'll finish it off here. Brooklinen.com is having their... Joey says, don't think I've heard you guys talk MLB Hall of Fame ballot yet. Normally I wouldn't ask, but I've seen a lot about Jeter being surefire Hall of Famer and a lock for first ballot entry. Doesn't he fall in a similar category as Biggio, though? Absolutely not. Oh, my God. Really, Joey?
No.
Go look at his World Series rings. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, they're...
All right, here was another one that I was going to do. I'm not going to save it because it's going to get old if I do. 553, that's a long run, man.
Okay, yep, still nobody who matters.
Yeah, they're not getting any either.
Nope. Auburn also better than Wisconsin.
Yep, for sure.
I know this is riveting radio.
I know, but...
Like, I know ESPN has to know that we're here watching this and like, hey, just show us what's going on here.
And the Angels, who are also making him a top priority, are basically saying they will sign Martin Maldonado if it means getting Gerrit Cole.
I mean, wouldn't Martin Maldonado have something to say about that? Or is he just an indentured servant to Gerrit Cole?
Well...
Like, oh... You're gonna have to pay for my man too. It's like a knight with his squire.
Yeah,
like, I'll need water for my horse, and I'll need a meal for my squire. Oh well, okay.
You have to take my ward too.
Yeah,
my young ward who I spend a lot of time with.
Mister, can I help you with that saddle?
I don't know what cowboys call their squires, but Doug Marone.
Boy, that's a hard one for me because I like the guys. Just this is 2 years in a row.
And it
garbage.
Looks like, and it looks like they're hitting reset on the organization.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Coughlin's more the problem than Marone. Plus, Marone's such a good-looking guy. It's really hard for me.
Like you said, it's harder to get in football.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what's not hard. Getting a gift for the man in your life. Well, no, it never is.
Or if he sees that he's not going to make a bunch of money, he could easily take a short-term deal and be the starter in waiting behind Breeze.
What about San Diego for Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, sorry, Los Angeles. The Chargers.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
They're going to be the freaking San Diego Chargers until I die. I just can't get it out of my head.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
That's it. This week.
We should play a drinking game every time one of us says San Diego.
I don't do it. You've
done it once.
Maybe.
I think you did it this week. I've done it like five times.
I've gotten pretty good about it. But, yeah, that is a tough habit to break, certainly. Hey, I want to shout out Jeff and the guys up at 11 Below Brewing, who they had a beer event over the weekend and were kind enough to hold back some of their stock for an old radio guy who couldn't be there over the weekend. So I went up yesterday and got some, grabbed some for you.
Which I appreciate.
The Negative Space, which is one of the best, you know, easily available stouts in Houston. And then they did Java Space and Double Java Space, which are like coffee versions of that. So stoked to try them when I can drink beer, but appreciate them holding some for me.
Yeah.
Good folks.
I'm a big fan of theirs. And the first time I went, Negative Space was the first thing I had, and I just fell in love.
You've been up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After a racetrack?
Well, no, I was...
Because it is... I mean, it's like maybe a mile from the racetrack.
Well, it's also really close to Whitmire's.
Oh, it is.
I went over there with Chris and Travis. And
okay.
They introduced me to everybody, and we tried some of their stuff. And it was... I've been a big fan ever since, and whenever I can get it around town, I do.
Yep.
So, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. They have a... If you're up in that area, go check them out. That will be... There will be a racetrack trip where I go there and then go to Whitmire's and then go to the track. Uber will be involved.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Not when we're doing a show.
No. But just going to go out and hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lot of exciting stuff coming at the racetrack that we'll be talking about here, including a qualifier for the National Horse Racing Handicapping Championship that'll be on January 26th.
Yes.
I will be participating.
Oh, yes.
So,
championship.
I didn't get around to doing all the qualifiers this year that I was planning to do, mainly because I focused on poker instead, but... So my last shot to get in this year, but I'll take a shot.
We'll and see. Shout out to 5 Under for having us out here, and Chip for,
and Chip
for bringing
us
out.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, and Miller Coors for having us out here, and the Bullmaniacs, who we always appreciate the love that we get out here. We've been it's got a warm place in my heart because this has been a good spot for us for years and years. So love the people out here, love the atmosphere.
Yeah, thank you guys all so much, and remain a big fan of Beaumont. And we'll
it's
be
Fred's
back.
New hometown.
Well, it's not my new hometown, but it's in the area. And since I'm going to be close, I'll definitely be coming back to this place. All right, great job, Hoffman. Great job, Aaron.
I know.
I think Nick did a good job, but I don't really know. I think I did an okay job. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.